Dunkin' Cold K cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Okay. God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, for God's sake.
I've got a croissant too.
Okay, we should explain because this is a podcast. David, why don't you introduce?
Manu, meet Conan and Sona.
Manu. Hi, guys. Hi, Sona.
Hi.
Hi, Conan.
Okay, of course. Thank you. Manu, let me explain to people what just happened. We were told this next fan that I was going to talk to is a gentleman who's living in France, who is of Belgian descent, but's living in France. And then you popped up on our screen, and he's wearing the cliched beret red scarf and was biting into a giant baguette. Like a total wise ass.
I'm sorry,
Manu, that was very funny. I have to give it to you. That was very, very funny.
Oh, that's great.
That really made me laugh. I was all, of course, I'm on guard thinking, I don't want to touch on any of the stereotypes. And then you start with the most ridiculous, you look like a cartoon character right now.
I know.
It's fantastic.
But, you know, one part of me said, you have to do this. And the other part said, no, don't do this. This is stupid. And then the other part again said, yeah, but this is for Conan. And then the one part said again, well, fair enough. So,
Manu, you did the exact right thing, and we applaud you. It's absolutely hilarious. And
thank you so much.
I think your countrymen will be mad at you.
Well, probably. I hope nobody in France is watching this. But anyway, I'm taking off the beret right now.
That's good. Well, Manu, it's lovely to meet you. You are talking to us from a region of France, a town called, is it Nassigny?
It's Nassigny.
Nassigny.
Nassigny, yes, exactly.
Nassigny. And tell us where that is. That is south of... Where,
actually,
Paris?
it's 200 miles south of Paris, and it is the geographical center, if you include Corsica, of France. So if you really like point your finger in the middle of France, that's where it is. Although I have to say there are like about 5 villages who claim to be the center, the geographical center of France. So
screw them. Mind you, I hate, you know what? They're all liars and posers.
I know.
I think Nassigny is, am I saying it correctly?
Yes, well, sort of, but fair enough, good enough.
Nassigny. Okay, forget it. Yeah. You're from this place that I think is the actual true center, and I declare it so. I declare, and well, I have that power.
We have a statue. We really have a statue, you know, like une borne, like they say in French, which has the map of France as the geographical center. So
great. Okay. So you have actually been proclaimed the very center of France, which makes me happy.
Yes.
Now tell me a little bit about yourself. You're originally from Belgium. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And then of course, not a big journey to make your way to France.
No, it's not a huge journey. It's only an 8-hour drive, basically.
Right.
But I used to live in Belgium. I'm a 45-year-old homosexual man.
Guess what? It is. You just. It's 2021.
I know.
You do not have to whisper that or do a stage whisper homosexual. Do you identify then as Belgian or do you identify as French?
No, I definitely identify as Belgian.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. I've been living here now. I actually moved here after the first lockdown in Belgium.
You're pretty new to France.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been living here now for a little bit over a year.
What is your profession?
I actually used to be a creative director in the high-end menswear retail industry.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So okay. I did that for over 25 years, except for a couple of years where I was off. And I really loved my job. I have to say I loved every second of it. But at the end, I was kind of like, you know, I was a bit done with it. I was, you know, I reached my ceiling and my parents actually bought this property in France about 30 years ago. And there is a little house, a little old lock keeper's house nearby, which now I am renovating into an Airbnb.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Wait, yeah. So a lock keeper's house, that means a lock keeper is someone who has a house on a canal. Is that right?
Exactly. And it's actually a canal that was commissioned by Napoleon in the late 1700s. So this house actually is from 1807. My house is from 1823, I think.
Oh, my God. You know what I love about – this is something that always fascinates me about Europe – is that you're living in a house that was built in 1807, and that means nothing in Europe. People don't even think twice about 1807. I'm living in a house that this is to tell you what it's like in Los Angeles. We had some problem with a pipe underneath our house and they came to work on it. And I asked the guy, what's up with that pipe? And he went, yeah, it's kind of tricky. We see problems with pipes in homes that were built. And he actually said this way back in 2004. I was like, Oh, yeah, right. During George W. Bush's first term, before they knew about plumbing, Los Angeles, where if you can find a house from the 90s, it's an archaeological find.
Well, I can tell you this, we have no plumbing. So in the house that I'm renovating now, there was just like an exit going into a pit in the ground. So that's where everything, you know, dissolved basically back in those days.
We don't have to get into the specifics of what happened to the fecal waste. But the important thing is, Sona, you know, it's you grew up. How did you?
What are you saying?
No.
What are you saying?
Well, you,
no, no.
You came
no,
from a different...
No, no. I think you guys had, like, stop. No.
I thought your father dug a hole in backyard. Anyway, the point is...
What an awful person.
What a great man. I'm talking about Manu, not myself.
I like Manu.
So that's fascinating. So you're going to have this Airbnb. I have to caution you, Manu, that... Many people love the idea of an Airbnb, and then what happens is the people start showing up, and they're assholes, you know?
Yeah,
and they want to know where, you know, this isn't, the croissant is a little dry, the towels aren't quite big enough, we're not getting the water pressure we want. Do you think you're going to be able to handle that over the long haul?
Oh, definitely. Listen, I have worked for, like over 25 years in a bit of a, you know, specific industry with people with very, very high demands. We're very high end. So like, you know, luxury of luxury. And these people, they really, really are very high demanding. So I think my B&B, and by the way, I'm not really aiming towards that kind of crowd.
Right.
It's going to be a little bit less than that. But
a little more relaxed.
A little bit more chill, a bit more relaxed. Families with kids and people with a good income, but, you know, not the top of the top. That's not really my... my crowd.
So you're not retired. You're kind of, you've just switched over into something much less stressful.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to say, I switched because I felt like this was the time to do it. Also, COVID kind of like was a bit of a sign for me to say, okay, if you want to do it, you have to do it now. Everything, you know, is kind of like, pointing towards this moment. And I loved my job. I really did. I loved my boss. I shout out to Merken, where I used to work for so many years. But it was just time for something new.
And I can relate because I did a late night talk show here in America for 28 years and really loved it. But then got to that point where I thought, I have done this and done this and done this and done this, and it's time for something new. So I'm going to run an Airbnb in the very center of France, and I'm going to
I'm going to get one
right next to yours, and I'm going to undercut you on price and totally screw you over.
Yeah. Well, there's no house next to me, so you're going to have to.
I'm going to build one. I'm having a builder from Los Angeles come out to build a quick, shitty house.
You're
going to
have a bigger pit for poop.
Let me tell you one thing. France is amazing. It really is an amazing country, but it is a bureaucratical nightmare.
Yes, I can imagine.
If you want to build, if you want to pass gas, you have to fill in like 12 forms for three different, divisions. It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
So I'm curious about something, because it's fans that call in, and are you a podcast listener? Do you listen to our podcast?
I actually listen to your podcast. I listen to a couple of podcasts, but yours is the one that I really kind of like look forward to while I'm doing my renovation. So it's,
you know what
it's
I love? I swear to God, I think more than anything in the world, I love thinking, I've had people tell me that they're in Dublin or they're in a different part of, you know, all these different parts of the world listening to our silliness. And it makes me very happy mm-hmm. that
it's true. It's really,
it makes me happy that we found you this way. It does fill me with a lot of joy knowing that you're trying to do this important renovation and you're listening to us as we waste time.
Yeah.
No, but it's the nicest way to work. It's just to put you guys on the background and I just laugh while I'm pouring cement or doing stuff. And yeah, it's amazing. It's
Are really, you pretty handy? Are you able to?
I am. I really am. I have to say I'm not as handy as my dad, who is now 75 years old, but he can work. I mean, that generation, they can work like crazy. I mean,
yeah.
It's insane, literally insane, but I am handy. I learn quickly. I make mistakes, of course, but then, you do it again. You try it again until it works.
I have a question, which is this town you're in, is this a small town?
Yeah, it's not even a town. It's like a village. It has 183 people. I come from a town of over 500,000 and now I'm in a village of 183.
I've always wondered about this, Manu, which is how many people again? 183 people.
Yeah.
So you can't afford to piss anybody off. You can't because that's going to follow you. You can't just cut someone off in traffic and give them the finger and think, I won't be seeing him again because that's your dentist.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, my dentist is my brother-in-law, so that's not going to be him. But
you'd be giving him the finger anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. But no, yeah, it's, but the French, you know, no offense, but they're poor drivers. That's what I say. I think everybody flips everybody off here, to be honest.
That's good. It's accepted. Yeah.
More kind of a tradition.
It's waving. It's the equivalent
exactly.
of waving.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. That I have to say, I want to describe this for the listeners right now. What time of night is it where you are?
It is now 10 past midnight. So it's October 8.
You look like you're being shot by the same cinematographer that did Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because you have this absolutely golden, beautiful light, and there's ancient stone behind you, and you've got these little candles, It's the most serene backdrop I've seen on any Zoom recording ever.
Yes, I agree. And I'll, can I see your glass of wine again? I'm so sorry. I know you picked it up.
You know, I live here alone, so I always tell myself I only drink one glass of wine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could soak my left foot in that. That is the largest glass I've ever seen.
But I'm going to tell you, it's grape juice. It's not really wine.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. It's part of your shtick.
It's part of the shtick.
Manu, you are incorrigible. You are...
Thank you so much.
That's hilarious. Well, Manu, can I answer any questions for you? I like to try and help my fans across the globe in any way I can. What can I do for you?
Well, I do have one question because I listen to your podcast quite a lot. And not only your podcast, but on different other ones, I often hear you say that you feel like you resemble a tall Belgian or Dutch woman.
Oh.
I just want to know where on earth you got that idea from. Because as a Belgian, I can tell you there is no woman that I know that looks like you. So.
Wow.
Well, of course. I think it's because I have this sort of light coloring and whatever, vaguely sort of Anglo-Saxon features.
Yeah.
My gender at a distance might be a mystery to some, and I'm very tall. And so it just was a fun thing for me to say, and it made people chuckle. But I in no way meant to impugn the beauty of the women in Belgium, who I'm sure are far more gorgeous. But I do believe there is a woman right now in Belgium who's 6'4", who looks just like me, exactly like me. And she's listening to this right now, and she's crying.
Well, I have to say my youngest sister is very tall, and she kind of resembles you, but
yes!
I'm not going to tell her, though.
No, and she'll never hear this.
No.
Well, I'll, you know, if you find a region, either of France or Belgium, specifically where the women look like me, you have to let me know, Manu, and then I'll start making the reference more specific.
Okay, perfect. That's a deal.
This has been really fun.
I love it.
And you know what? I want to come stay at your Airbnb. I really would. And I would expect some kind of a break.
I will tell you one thing. I will, Alpha, I'm not going to pay for your flights, of course, but if you really would like to stay, you can stay here for, let's say, a week, 10 days, free of charge.
14 days.
Okay, 14 days.
Come on.
18 days. 18 days.
Who negotiates?
No, let's
30
say
days. 30 days free. And I don't, and I pay for no food. No, I'm kidding.
No, but I would get food. So.
I will steal the food from your refrigerator. I'm coming
well,
after you, Manu. Oh, good. I love a prop baguette that's already been bitten into. You know what? I will. I would happily pay, and I would love to see your town and hang with you, Manu. You seem like a very cool and very funny person. And thank you for going with the over-the-top French cartoonish costume, because it was a hilarious choice, and I applaud you.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blairt. Associate Talent Producer Jennifer Samples. Associate Producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Brett Morris.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.